بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم سب الأموات بغير حق ومصلحة شرعية. In this next chapter, the discussion is that it is haram to swear the dead people unless there is some necessity of it and some shariat. According to shariat, Quran, hadith, there is a necessity. Like, for example, a person had wrong beliefs and he died, and then to speak bad about him will be permissible so that people are safeguarded from his wrong beliefs that he had. If he had wrong practices, like he had bid'at, innovations in his life, and then it is permissible to speak of those bad qualities so that people can be safeguarded. But just unnecessarily and for dunya's purposes to speak bad about the dead is not permissible. They are dead, they are gone, their hisab kitab is taking place, and our speaking bad does not change anything about them. To speak bad about the wrong people generally is permissible, like we say all the kafirs, all the non-believers, all the people who made zulam on people, to speak bad about them will be permissible. But on any particular individual, that it is not permissible unless we have been informed that he has died on kufr. And وَهِيَ التَّحْذِيرُ عَنِ مِنَ الْإِقْتِدَى بِهِ. And this is a warning that when it is permissible to speak, a warning that people must not follow that person. Though a person who might be with wrong beliefs, etc., or he had bid'at, innovations, and he might have got a good death, then also it's permissible, outwardly it was a good death, it is permissible to speak bad about that person. Otherwise people will think, see what a nice, more Mubarak death he got, and so we can follow him. And they follow in the wrong things. Then it is necessary to warn the people about those wrong that he had in his life. بِبِدْعَتِهِ وَفِسْقِهِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ. With regard to his innovations, with regard to his sinning, like a person was involved in interest, a person built a cinema, and then he got a good death. Now it is permissible to speak bad, this person was a bad person. All the sin. Otherwise people will think, just because outwardly he got a good death, now cinema is, now there isn't anything wrong to see movies, etc., or to get involved in interest, etc., then it is permissible. ونحو ذلك فيه الآيات والأحاديث السابقة في باب القبلة. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تسبوا الأموات. Don't swear and speak bad about the dead people. For you are swearing them, they are not hearing what you are swearing them. And the living, their children, their family people, you are hurting them. And it is possible that they will want to fight with you and swear you in return. Why are you swearing my father? Why are you swearing my mother? And they will swear you. And this is the basis of lot of fitna and corruption. فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ أَفْضَوْا إِلَى مَا قَدَّمُوا. For they are gone to what they have prepared. What they have done for themselves, they are gone to that, and they will find it by Allah Ta'ala. By your swearing them, it's not going to make any difference. So for those that people must be warned about, there it is permissible. But where it is not like that, a person had his own personal gunas and his own personal lifestyle, it's not influencing other people. There to speak bad about such people is not permissible at all. Babu Nahi Anil Ida. The next chapter, that we are prohibited from causing harm and injury to any person, whether it is a Muslim, whether it's a non-Muslim, whether it is animals, whether it is the environment, we must not cause harm to anyone or to anything. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا. Those people who cause harm and hurt and injury to the believing man and believing man, woman, without any recourse to it, they had no reason to do that. فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. They carry a very heavy weight upon them of accusation, and a very open sin they carry upon them. We must be very careful in this regard that we don't cause any hurt, injury, harm to any person. Whether it is directly in the home, many of us, we just look for chances to belittle the wife, to mock at her, to make her feel that she's a nothing. Or the wife does this to the husband. It is done to workers, to neighbors, in arguments and fights it is commonly done. So all this is not permissible at all. It is totally haram to cause any verbal abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse to anyone. We don't need psychologists and other people and counselors to tell us. It is clear in the hadith that this is totally prohibited. It is not permissible in any way. وعن عبد الله بن عمران بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. A Muslim, and yet it means a perfect Muslim, is he who other Muslims are safeguarded from his tongue, from the harm of his tongue and the harm of his hand. That is a perfect Muslim. It's been interesting to note here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that the perfect Muslim is the one who gets up for tahajjud namaz, the one who makes lot of tilawat, the one who makes lot of zikr, the one who keeps lot of nafil rozas. But the true and perfect Muslim is he, that no other Muslim, and by extension it is not only Muslim, even non-Muslim, even animals, birds, insects, even the environment, we must not pollute the environment, that is a perfect Muslim, who does not cause any harm and hurt and injury to anyone whatsoever. But almost 100% we are guilty that we cause this to our own family members. How we speak to the wife, how we speak to the children, how we speak to the sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, how we speak to neighbors, to workers especially, we feel they got no rights, he's just a worker. And because we are paying him a wage, we can treat him as we want to. We will be taken to task, may Allah forgive us. But this is very important to correct. وَالْمُحَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And the true muhajir, the true person who does immigration, who goes away from his country to another country, is the one who immigrates from sins towards the commands of Allah Ta'ala. One is a person makes hijrat, he goes and stay in Madinatul Munawwara, for example, he made hijrat for the cause of deen, which is very meritorious and very good. But the true muhajir is one who gives up his sinful life and goes into a life of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت عبد الله حضرت عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه further says من that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أحب أن يزح عن النار ويدخل الجنة. A person who loves to be saved from the fire of Jahannam, completely saved, and to enter into the gardens of Jannah, what must that person do? فَلْتَأْتِهِ مَنِيَّتُهُ وَهُوَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. He should live his life that his maut comes in such a way that he's got iman on Allah and the last day. In other words, a person must be consciously worried and make effort that my maut must come on iman. For that various efforts, the zikr of Allah is very effective that he does in order to strengthen his iman. This is exactly like Allah says in the Quran, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die but in the state of Islam. So all the time we should be conscious of our namazes, obedience of Allah Ta'ala, that our iman is intact, staying away from all types of sin, etc. وَلْيَأْتِي إِلَى النَّاسِ أَلَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَنْ يُؤْتِيَ إِلَيْهِ. And he should do to people what he loves they must do to him. How he would like to be respected, he would like to be honored, he would like to be served, like that he must do with other people. Do as you would like to be done to. And from here we can understand, for example, if a person treats his wife like a queen, then automatically he becomes a king, because the queen's wife is a queen, is a king. And if you treat your wife as a rubbish, then automatically you become a dustbin, because dirt is thrown in the dustbin. So how you treat your partner, that is what you will become. So you would like to be treated well, you would like to be treated like a king, so treat your wife like a queen. You would like to be treated like with respect and honor, so treat your wife accordingly, she is going to treat you accordingly. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.